Thank you for downloading the All Age Media Podcast, a discussion of the media. Your presenters are Jamie, Andrea, and Sky.
Hello, and welcome to another All Age Media. It's Jamie and Andrea here. We haven't got Sky this week. Unfortunately, she can't be with us. So, hello to Andrea.
Hello.
And the subject this week, is radio becoming more visual? Why have I done this, might you ask? Well, because I've been listening to the radio a lot recently, especially the youth stations, you know, Radio 1, all that sort of thing. And they go, right, if you want to see the show, go on to YouTube or whatever and check out a video of us presenting a radio show. Now, to me, that kind of defeats the object of radio. But we'll see what Andrea thinks on that.
Yeah, I mean, if I want to listen to the radio, it's because I just want to listen. You know, I don't need to see what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, it should be enough to just sit down, listen and relax, and just let, you know, that sense take over. Just your listening.
Yeah, but I suppose it's the whole Big Brother culture, I think, and the thing to do with the rise of webcams and such, you know, being able to see. I think it really started when they were able to put webcams into studios and other bits and pieces and all that sort of thing. Do you agree?
Yes, actually I do. I mean, sometimes it's fun to watch a behind the scenes of things getting made and to see, you know, oh, this is how a radio show is made. But sometimes, you know, a radio show isn't that exciting to look at. It's exciting to listen to, but maybe, you know, just a lot of the time it's not that exciting. I mean, when a band is on, maybe it's nice to catch the video of the band playing live in the studio.
Yeah.
I can understand that aspect of it. But if it's just maybe two DJs sitting down, just doing the show, I don't know, maybe that's just me.
Well, no, I agree, but I mean, there's people like Matt Edmondson on Radio 1 and such, and he has guests in, and it was just stupid things. I mean, he had the guys from Fifth Story in there the other week, you know, Adam Rickett, Gareth Gates, all that sort of thing, and even Dane Bowers, and they did this thing where Matt Edmondson licked him up and down until he said stop, and then said afterwards, you can watch a video of me doing this on the web. I mean, do you think that is that's an audience-based thing? You know, is it because of the way that that the youth audience operate now? They like to be more visual.
I definitely think so. I mean, because like the YouTube is so available, and I guess with the likes of music videos and stuff, the younger audience would have would just expect to see things now, and maybe not have the interest in just, you know, a listening. Maybe they're just so used to the visual side of things now that that's why they are doing it, you know, to try and increase, you know, listeners and you know, get in touch with the kids, I guess.
Well, I think they're definitely trying to boost the audience. I mean, if we use, I'm using Radio 1 as the core base example here, because they are the people that seem to say, oh, we've got 1 million YouTube followers and such, and they've even hired people from YouTube to present on their station. And
wow,
it does seem to me that they're using that as a platform, because obviously if you go onto YouTube, you know, there will be videos on there, and they'll think, oh, well, if it's that much fun, I might want to listen in, you know, and it's kind of that. It's taking it to a whole new kind of experience,
I guess. Like, when I listen to music, I kind of just enjoy switching, you know, kind of chilling out, kind of just listening, you know, or maybe have it on in the background and be able to, you know, potter around the house, do a bit of cleaning and just have, you know, the music or the radio on. You know, sometimes it's nice for company as well, but you can, I enjoy just, you know, the listening. I find like with the visual, you're paying more attention. Well, for me anyway, you know, I like that with the radio, you can kind of still go about and do your business. But when it's visual, like, you have to sit and watch, and
yeah,
you know, it's more distracting.
I mean, I understand if they're doing something which could be considered visual. I mean, I know Chris Moyles many years ago used to play a game where they used to spin around on their chairs and all that sort of thing, and they'd fall off, and you'd think, well, I'd quite like to see that. But then there's also that point where you can, as you say, be very kind of take a step back from it and do other things while you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
But then obviously when you are listening, you know, got your full attention on it, you can sort of imagine it a bit more. I mean, we should point out here, we are talking about mainly music-based radio, those big kind of youth stations and such, rather than radio drama. I know they do sometimes film radio performances mm-hmm. of dramas and such, because, you know, that's what they do. They do it for promotional purposes and such. But here, for the purposes of this podcast, we are talking about mainly music-based stations that are trying to really reach a core audience. And I think, do you think that's mainly down to YouTube, that video-based sharing is so popular?
I would definitely think so. I mean, the radio stations all have their own websites now and their Twitter, and, you know, they can put videos on that and Facebook, and I suppose it reaches a larger audience than just putting it on. I mean, I don't know, do most people even own just a radio now? Like, no. You know, I don't know what media devices people would listen to it on. I do, because I like having one.
I think most of it's done over the internet now, through mm-hmm. things like iPlayer and such, very much on-demand broadcasting. For our international listeners, in this country, we have something called the iPlayer, which allows us to, I don't know what it's like in Ireland, but that's what we have.
It's pretty much the same, yeah.
Yeah, that allows us to catch up with programmes that we may have missed, TV or radio. And obviously, sometimes you get the odd exclusive, but most of the radio-based video material is done through YouTube. We should also point out, it's mainly the national broadcasters that do this. I mean, I know I've done community radio in the past, and to be honest, although they've had a webcam there, there's been no reason for them to film anything and stick anything on YouTube, because, as you say, it's not really something to watch, you know.
No.
It's kind of like televising, in a way, I suppose. It's like televising a theatre performance. It's like taking it out of one medium and putting it into something else.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. You know, I just sometimes I just enjoy listening and switching off my other senses. I don't think I've ever watched any radio, you know, through YouTube or anything. Although maybe sometimes if I'm watching a certain band, actually they would have been filmed in the radio studio.
Well, yeah, I mean, that can be interesting. You see a lot of those cropping up on local and stuff. But I think that's mainly from the band's point of view, isn't it, to say that they've done it?
Yeah, as opposed to the radio trying to promote it. But yeah, I definitely, I don't know, I guess some people like to watch as well as listen.
Well, I think because of the whole video incorporating thing, they definitely try and get more sort of visual elements into their radio. I mean, I'm not talking about when you're listening to a drama and they instill a picture in your head. I'm talking about when they sit there with cups of water in their mouths while somebody shouts innuendos at them. It's that sort of thing. And you think that's a very visual activity.
Yeah, I know that sometimes, like, on one of the radio stations a few years back, they did, you know, the Mentos with the bottle of Coke experiment.
I know.
So things like that, I can definitely see why you'd, you know, make the video and put it up.
I mean, obviously, that sort of thing has always been there, because you always see, like, documentaries about places and such. But then that's very much based on facts rather than viewing. You know, usually local stations, they say, you know, I'm here in a drummer's house. We've got a big drum kit here, and there's something there, and there's something there. That's been going for many, many years. But you don't normally see, in that instance, videos of it, mainly because a lot of local radio stations aren't equipped to cover that sort of thing. Pretty much covered that. I mean, we normally say here, have you got any sort of queries about this subject, Andrea?
I think it's more for advertising for the radio stations, especially the big national radio stations, you know, like YouTube. There's such a wide audience from every corner of the world on it, so it's a great way for advertising, I suppose, you know.
If you think about it, most radio stations used to get their advertising through either newspapers or even television. But obviously, because it is a worldwide stage, and there are things like the social media that we've spoken about before, and the ability, I mean, to be honest, I mean, if I went onto Radio 1, let's say, and I had a video taken there, I know that I'd be seen by at least 200,000 people. You know, and that is quality advertising. You know, that's advertising that doesn't actually cost anything. I think, in a way, it's free advertising, which is what that sort of thing is about, YouTube. I mean, do you think things like YouTube have changed the way that we view sort of visual content?
I think it has. I mean, there's much easier access to things now. And I mean, before, just, I'm going to use, you know, Jackass as a reference. You kind of had to watch that TV show or, you know, the movies to see such wacky things. But now you can just YouTube anything, you know, and see anything on YouTube. So I don't know, is it desensitizing some images, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's some awful stuff. Mm-hmm. On YouTube that was never available anywhere else, but
yeah.
You know, that's sort of where we live, in that sort of open culture now. We also live in that sort of fame hungry world, and I think YouTube kind of instills that in people, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. I mean, anyone can put their themselves singing or acting or falling off their skateboard or any sort of wacky adventure.
We kind of summed everything up. Radio is becoming more visual in a way. I mean, obviously there are certain forms of it that can't become visual. Most people do tend to listen kind of you know, in the background sort of thing. Others prefer to, but I suppose to draw in their listeners, they have to use visual mediums like YouTube and all that sort of thing, and of course advertising through social media. So with that, I'm going to say thank you very much for listening. This has been Jamie and Andrea.
Goodbye
and thank you for listening, and we'll see you again. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the All Age Media Podcast, presented by Jamie, Andrea and Sky. The announcer was Red Horrocks. Don't forget to check out our website at allagemedia.wordpress.com for information on the latest episode. Also, if you're into social media, join the Facebook page or follow us on Twitter at All Age Media. Thank you.